Hometown to find the home loan option that's right for you. You belong at Hometown Credit Union. 8:41 on a Thursday morning, we have a special guest joining us in studio from Emmaus Church. It's Pastor Rob Wright.
Hi, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in, Rob.
Yeah, good to be here. I just realized I settled into the chair that I usually sit in when I'm here at KYMN, and it feels sort of like old home week. So thanks for having me back. I love being here.
Well, it's you've got the one that Rich usually sits in, so I don't know if that has a special feel to it.
I think he's been here recently because it's nice and warm.
Nice and toasty for you. another sign of spring, and really summer is coming up, and that's you're starting to see bicycles out of the road. I know about a week or two ago, I got my bicycle out and down from the rafters where it had been hanging in the garage. And it's may not be ready to ride. I haven't had the opportunity yet.
Jeff, I have just the solution for you.
Do you?
If your bike is, if you've started thinking bicycle thoughts, but don't yet have your bicycle ready to ride, maybe you should just wheel that thing on over to Emmaus Church this coming Sunday afternoon, so the 21st. And we're going to be set up in our north parking lot, kind of right by Greenvale School there. And we're going to be doing bike tune-ups, you know, it's oiling chains and adjusting brakes and seats and filling tires, all the stuff that you need to get your bike, ready and roadworthy.
Perfect.
So we're doing it, just kind of for fun. It's a great way to hang out with each other and with our neighborhood. We're trying as much as possible to kind of make connections with our neighbors and be a good neighbor. And we think that there's nothing that says neighborliness like a crew out for a bike ride. Mm-hmm. And so we want to try and help facilitate that.
I love it. I love it.
That's what we're doing.
And let's talk about who's going to be doing this. Yeah. I would imagine members of the church.
Yep. We got a bunch of sort of handy, mechanically inclined fix-it folk who are going to be out there. Hopefully we'll have five or six of those stands and we'll just kind of roll people through. We probably won't be solving huge issues, but if we encounter problems that are too great for us to handle, we do have vouchers from our sponsor that day, which is Tom's Downtown Bicycles, and we can hand those out for folks who need to have a little bit more involved work. They can take that voucher and head over to Tom's, and part of the cost for fixing that bike will be taken care of. So,
all right,
yeah.
Now, what kind of stuff do they fix?
Oh, you know, let's say that. You mean, do they fix at Emmaus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it all just minor stuff?
Adjusting brakes, maybe a little bit of adjustment of gears or shifters. But, if you get into major problems, we're trying to handle a lot of bikes, to see a lot of folks. And so it's kind of, we've described it as light repair. I would say it's tune-up and light repair. So, that's what a lot of bikes need coming down out of the rafters or off the garage ceiling in the spring anyway. It's just something that, tires pumped up, seat adjusted, maybe a little bit of adjustments and oil.
A little lubrication.
Lubrication, and then you're off.
And I'm off. And that's kind of what I need now.
Right. Yeah, I need that too.
I'll do that someday, or I could just take it to you guys.
Right. I was going to say, even personally, when I get up in the morning and I sort of creak my way on downstairs to the coffee machine, I'm like, I could use a little bit of lubrication and just a little bit of just some minor adjustment, just enough to get me out and about. That's what we're doing for bikes.
I'm kind of the opposite. I need deflation.
Okay. All right. Yep. You're speaking some hard truths into my life this morning. I appreciate that, Jim.
Now let's take a second and talk about Rob Ryden and Rob Ryden's role in this whole thing. Are you wrench in hand for you, or
those who know me and have the burden of loving me would tell you that I'm not really most at home with a wrench in my hand, and so there are those who do that sort of thing much better than I. I'll just be out there kind of working the place and chatting with folks. We're gonna have some hot dogs out there, and I have a great playlist set up for that day, and so there'll be music bumping all through the afternoon.
I was going to make a recommendation, and that is you're a well-known crooner here in town. Get the band together, provide a little music.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not going to say that's not going to happen. And I will be, because my real gig is doing music on Sunday mornings. I'll be doing that Sunday morning at Emmaus before we come outside to the parking lot in the afternoon.
Be worn out.
Okay. So yeah, I'll have, my voice will be nicely warmed up at that point.
I thought you'd be ready for the standing ovation and maybe the encore performance.
Well, yeah, maybe. Hey, I've been catching a bunch of live music lately, and I've just realized again, as sort of, you know, now we're a ways into live music scene opening back up, just how special that exchange is. And speaking specifically of the encore, a chance for the crowd to say, man, it was hard to be stopped up all this time, and we are so appreciative to hear live music again, and we'd just like to hear one more song.
And live music does go on over the course of the winter, but boy, you start hitting the springtime, and suddenly outdoor venues get to open, and we're heading now into summer. Didn't really have a spring this year, but that's okay.
We'll just spring was right like a weekend summer. In mid-March.
yeah, it is good to see some of the performances that the bands are putting in, and you're right about the exchange with the crowd and everything. Just love it.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
So is your band playing? You got some gigs lined up?
Well, we have a couple things happening a little later in the summer. My household's a little tied up early summer here with a daughter who's graduating from high school and all the stuff that comes along with that. So once that is kind of over and done with, then we'll be playing out a little bit.
All right.
Here, there, and everywhere. We have our favorite places here in town. We'd love to get out and play a couple of spots.
Looking forward to it. I'll just wait patiently for that that moment.
You know, there we'll just blitz the media as we always do when we come out to play. Yeah. So.
Rob Ryden is with us from Emmaus Church. Let's go over one more time. What's going on this coming Sunday?
Yes, bicyclers and those who want to be bicyclers. Sunday afternoon at Emmaus Church. Actually, it starts right after church, so 11:30 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. Bring your bikes by for a little bit of free attention. We're going to do some light tune-up work on bicycles for free, and we'll be hanging out, having some hot dogs, listening to some music, hanging out and enjoying together. We have some gear giveaways also that we'll be doing that day. Gear giveaways from our sponsor, Tom's Downtown Bicycles, and also some t-shirt giveaways. We had hoped to get the t-shirt cannon in the rotation this year, but the insurance rider cost a little bit too much for us, so we'll just be handing them out hand to hand. You know, that's how we roll.
Yeah, good enough.
Yeah, all are invited. If you're a North Sider, come on by, or if you're any Sider here in Northfield, come on by and get your bike a little bit of love this weekend. We're happy to do it.
And it's a good thing. Rob, thank you so much for coming in. Always a pleasure talking with you. And we'll probably see you on Sunday.
That sounds good. Thanks, Jim.
All right. Rob Ryden, once again, from Emmaus Church. They are located just on the north side by Greenvale School. Stop on in. Bring your bike this coming Sunday. We've got Rich coming in just a couple of minutes with local news headlines.
Northfield Construction Company is proud to be celebrating 50 years in business. We are very thankful for the support and trust the Northfield community has given us in that time to build quality residential and commercial projects. As we prepare for the next 50 years, Northfield Construction Company will now be called NCC Builders. The new name keeps the tie to our past and also prepares us for the next 50 years of building our greater Southern Minnesota community. Call us today for your next project at 507-645-8975 or visit us online at nccbuilders.com. Thank you, Northfield, for making the past 50 years great.
This Thursday is already the third Thursday of May, and that means great savings and deals for you. Come and get it. Fresh popovers at Cottage Tea Room and Fair. Choose from a delicious selection of pastries, quiches, and tea. Watkins welcome, and try their new early bird breakfast, available 8 to 10 Monday through Friday and 9 to 11 Saturday and Sunday. Marketplace at 416 is the perfect shop to find vintage, upcycled, and new items. Check out their new collection of clay pots, plants, and other gardening accessories. Their entrance is conveniently located near the parking lot behind Hogan Brothers. View the wiener dog will often be there to greet you. Market